From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah 3 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the Islamic State-held city, according to a military spokesman for the coalition battling IS in Iraq and Syria. Colonel Chris Garver told Pentagon reporters Iraqis have a foothold in the southern corner, the southern edge of the city. Garver said the Iraqis are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outwards. The attack inside the city comes as other Iraqi security force brigades, Iraqi police, Anbar tribal fighters, and popular mobilization units continue the encirclement of Fallujah, which is needed to prevent Islamic State fighters from reinforcing or resupplying their fighters there. Multiple Iraqi brigades from four different Iraqi army divisions are involved with the fight to retake the city. The coalition estimates hundreds of Islamic State fighters remain in Fallujah. Garver said the fight will become more difficult now that Iraqi security forces are within the city. Islamic State fighters have held Fallujah for about 2 years, giving them time to plant explosives and other traps. United States Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators look into the motive behind the attack that resulted in the death of 49 people and wounded an additional 53. President Barack Obama is expected in Orlando on Thursday. China has warned U.S. President Barack Obama against meeting the Dalai Lama, noting the scheduled closed-door meeting could damage mutual trust. President Barack Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. China views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist and fears the meeting could send the wrong message. This is VOA. The ASEAN foreign ministers meeting in Yuxi, China, issued a statement that expressed concern over growing tension in the South China Sea and have now retracted it. The Milken Institute's Curtis S. Chin said the retraction underscores both the high stakes involved with the South China Sea and how much further ASEAN has to go to come together to address some of the most important issues facing the region. Carl Thayer, an international consultant and professor emeritus at the University of New South Wales, explains more.
ASEAN is a divided house. The very key members of Philippines, Vietnam, obviously Malaysia, are concerned about developments. Indonesia is trying to play a bridging role. Others are tending to be quiet. But when the arbitral decision comes down, it's a question for all those ASEAN countries, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, that say they adhere to international law. What are they going to do when China totally and utterly rejects it?
United States Secretary of State John Kerry is in Norway and is calling for Russia and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to respect a fragile ceasefire.
We believe we can achieve enforcement on both sides. We believe that is the only way to get to the table in Geneva to begin to negotiate a legitimate transition. So there is a way forward, and that's what I was referring to. But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it.
Authorities are searching for a 2-year-old boy who was dragged by an alligator into the water near a Disney World hotel in Florida on Tuesday. The boy was visiting the area with his parents and siblings on vacation. The family was wading in a man-made lake used mostly for boating when the attack occurred. More than 50 law enforcement personnel have been dispatched for the search. A British Iranian woman is being detained in Iran and has been charged with attempting to overthrow the country's government. Iranian news agencies reported Wednesday that Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe is accused of taking part in media and intelligence projects aimed at causing the soft toppling of the Islamic Republic. The agencies quoted a statement from Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards. Zaghari Ratcliffe was arrested at Tehran Airport on April 3rd as she prepared to leave the country with her daughter after visiting family members. A statement from the guard said she is now being held at a prison in southeastern Kerman province. Officials in Tokyo say a Chinese ship entered Japanese waters early Wednesday. The intelligence ship was spotted around 3:30 a.m. local time near Kuchin Oberbau Island in southern Japan. The ship reportedly left Japanese waters around 90 minutes later. China claims it was acting within its rights according to international law and freedom of navigation. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.